I'm just going to read some scripture so that at least if I talk rubbish, then God spoke. So I'm reading from 1 John. 1 John 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, and we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. Cool. So, Wayne's been taking me on a few trips, and he took me one on this week, and with some of his colleagues. His pastor's prep guys, and to say I was apprehensive is a bit of an understatement. He's taken me to a few places. He's taken me to PE, he's taken me to Reet River, and it's always a lot of fun, but it's hard work. And for an introvert like me, I understand that it's an opportunity to network and speak to other pastors and do these things, but I'm such an introvert, and it scares me. It really, really does, and I find it extremely exhausting. Then furthermore, this trip that Wayne took me on was with a bunch of seriously clever people. Guys from different traditions and backgrounds, but academic smart guys. I mean, the purpose of the trip was to translate this passage that I read now from the Greek. And Greek is right up there with my Afrikaans at about a minus 10 out of 100. So I honestly thought Wayne had brought me along the ride just to wash his dishes. Which I wasn't wrong about, but that's besides the point. But I was so apprehensive and fearful, but I couldn't have been more wrong. So I was welcomed immediately and brought into their fellowship with open arms. I felt like, I love the word fellowship, it makes me think of Lord of the Rings a lot, and I felt like Frodo when everybody's like, I'll give you my axe and all this stuff. So I felt like that with all these powerful men of God. And they just welcomed me in, and we had great fellowship together. And suddenly it wasn't what I was there for. It's what we were there for to do together. And we were there for each other to dig into this text and grow each other and learn from each other and dig deeper into what God is doing. And he's doing some beautiful, amazing things across the whole body of Christ, which is really, really awesome. So I thought I knew the text quite well. I've read it a bunch of times. I tell the youth to read it a lot because they need to learn how to love each other. They're not even holding hands. So there's a lot in 1 John, and it's about God's love and how we should give each other that love and share fellowship. And there's also a nice, good kick in the pants about sin. So I encourage you to go read it with your families over this Christmas time. It'll only take you 15 minutes. It's quite short, but it's really, really beautiful. And see what you can pull out of it. I'm just going to pull out some bits and pieces that I found quite interesting. And the first thing that caught my eye was the idea of fellowship, this fellow feeling. The idea that when we pull people into our circles of love, we are actually pulling them closer to Jesus. Which is a massive challenge, especially at this time of the year when we're all meeting with our families and there's festivities and we're sitting around the table and we've got to pull in this fellowship and share this love with people that we know are going to say something nasty as soon as my mouth is full of gammon. And it's a difficult time. We all have those pot stirrers in our family that like to just poke you at the wrong time. And now we've got to meet at the table together and share love with one another and share fellowship. And I know that many of us, including me, can sometimes fear those Christmas lunches because we know that the only thing, the lamb is not the only thing that gets roasted on that day. And sometimes it's not even because people are nasty. Sometimes we feel that our inadequacies or shortfalls over the year make us feel like failures. And that's how I felt about going on this trip. I'm no theologian or academic. Varsity was, the first year of Varsity was the worst 3 years of my life. So I really didn't think I could bring anything to the table. But there's a simple solution to this, and it's right in the passage, actually. I'll read it to you shortly. But that thing about drawing each other into love, about accepting the place that we're in, to calm down and just say, okay, I'm here now. Let's see what God is doing. And that's a huge challenge for us at Christmas. I know we like to give presents and gifts, and it's lots of fun, but the true heart of it is that we can share Jesus with each other. So in 1 John 4, verse 16, this is what we know, what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, I tell you, let us not love with words or with tongue, but with actions and in truth. And this is the biggest challenge, I find. I find it's so easy to be nice and put on a smile at a Christmas lunch. We all have that Tunny, and you're all picturing her right now in your mind. That just, you know something is coming. But if we act in love on that day, Christ gives us the perfect solution. And he gave us that solution right at the beginning when he gave his life. To lay down our lives for each other means not only to cook each other beautiful meals and give each other great gifts, but it's for something so much more than that. And so we know and rely on the love of God is for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. Because in this world, we are like him. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. And the one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. I have challenges with fear. I've always had challenges with fear. I even tattooed a fearless on my arm when I was 18. And to this day, I still struggle with it. It's a scary thing. But on that little trip, when I was so fearful that I was going to have to read Greek in front of Oaks with Doctorates and Gavin, and I was shaking in my boots a little bit, to be honest, and I just felt such love, such grace, such welcoming, and immediately I wasn't afraid at all. It was all about fellowship and all about growing in each other and growing with each other. And I think it's difficult that when we try to love one another, we think that we have to pull this love out of ourselves, that we have to dig deep down and find this love for the person that's at the table, when actually we've already been given love. We've been given the love of Christ. And he dedicated his life to that. And all we have to do is share it. We don't have to pull out anything out of ourselves. We don't have to suddenly become an extrovert. We don't suddenly have to be the best gift giver or tell the best jokes. We just have to share the love of Jesus. And that's how we lay down our lives for each other. Not by giving gifts or feeding or playing with the kids, but we lay down ourselves with Jesus from within us. For greater is he that is in us than he who is in the world. There is no other love like that than to share the love of Christ. And I think Christmas is the best opportunity to share that love. We all have people around our tables that don't know that love. They can see it possibly in the way that we act, or they should see it. Whether they do or not is probably because I had too much champagne. But the real thing is that God is there with us at that Christmas table. And all we have to do is tell them our story. How Jesus has affected our lives. How he's made us grow. How he's pulled love out of what we don't think there is anything to love. From darkness to light. So, as we go into communion, I know there's a very short message, but I just want everybody to think about that, about going into this festive season and how we can share our love, how we can share Christ's love, true love. So, Craig, can you pass out the juice? And I just want to pray. I want to pray for that fear within us and that the love of Christ conquers that fear on Christmas Day. So, Father God, we welcome you here now. We say, come, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Lord, I know it's difficult to love. I know it's difficult to give. But thank you for the example that you shared. We thank you that in you we have life. And we are illuminated out of the darkness. I pray that you spur us on. Rekindle those fires that have burnt in our hearts before. So that on Christmas Day, we're not just celebrating a festival, we're celebrating you. And we do that by pulling each other in to that love.